Leviticus chapter 16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they offered before Yahweh and died. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron your brother, that he does not come at all times to the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, so that he does not die. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place, with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded about with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore he shall wash his flesh in water and put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kid goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the 2 goats, and present them before Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the 2 goats, 1 lot for Yahweh, and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which Yahweh's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before Yahweh to make an atonement with him, and let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before Yahweh, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire in front of Yahweh, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, so that he does not die. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat eastward. And in front of the mercy seat shall he sprinkle the blood with his finger 7 times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering, that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgression in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goes in to make an atonement in the holy place, until he comes out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is in front of Yahweh and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger 7 times, and cleanse it, and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he has made an end of reconciling the holy place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar, he shall bring in the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities into a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come out, and offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering shall be burned upon the altar. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth outside the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung, and he that burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute forever to you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it is one of your own country or a stranger that travels among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, so that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And the priest, whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, the holy garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar. And he shall make an atonement for the priests, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute to you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses. End of chapter 1.